Hello, my loves. Today on this episode, we talk to Waheed about trophy husbands, dating during the Trump era, and why some men still seem to be so afraid of the F word.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Fries with Guys. So today I'm joined by a young gentleman who actually in real life and on the show goes by the name Waheed. So thank you.
Yep, that's my name.
Welcome. How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know what? I feel great. Very happy to be here.
Good.
So before we go in depth with some of these topics, why don't we just start off with the simple one? Describe the perfect or your perfect batch of fries.
Ooh, my perfect batch of fries. Let's see. It's going to have to be crispy on the outside, but soft on the inside. Some good old Cajun seasoning. Best way to go.
Any condiments?
Just ketchup. Just a little bit of ketchup.
Are you someone that does like ketchup with a side of fries, or are you just like easy on the ketchup?
In the middle. I like a good bit of ketchup, but I usually don't end up using it all.
You sort of reach like a tolerance where you're like, I'm gonna wean off this a bit.
Yeah, you know, too much of a good thing isn't always good.
Very fair. Okay, so switching gears a little, we're just gonna jump right in here. So describe the current state of your love life.
Incredibly single.
So elaborate or define incredibly single for us.
Well, let's see. The last time I had a girlfriend was in college, and she dumped me for being too smart.
Wow. How does that happen?
I don't fucking know. I didn't ask for any extra details. We're still friends, kind of.
That's good.
Yeah. Life is life.
Wow. Okay. So when you are, I don't want to say out on the prowl. That sounds very predatory. When you're out in the dating scene, how do you go about looking for certain love interests?
Well, generally I sort of just, see whatever catches my eye most of the time. That's the first thing. And then if it's on like Tinder or like another web dating app or however you want to call them, when it's those, then it's sort of like then I read into the profile a lot more, because then I'll know if there's something actually interesting going on or if they're real or not, because let's face it, there are a lot of bots out there and that's not fun. But in a bar, it's mostly, I'm usually going to be with my friends, so anyone that catches her eyes or they goad me into talking to her.
What are some, well, I'll start in the reverse and sort of work my way back to the bar. So what are some things in a girl's profile that you are immediately sort of turned on to, or that you're like, oh, that's interesting, or I want to get to know that person better?
Well, I like all sorts of personalities, but I'm particularly nerdy myself, so I generally like to see something like that, or anything that shows wittiness or intelligence of any kind, then I'm on board. If it says they're a Trump supporter, I immediately swipe whichever way I'm not supposed to say yes to.
Actually, I will bring that up, because that's something that we can definitely have a conversation about later. And then when you're out at the bar, do you have like a set, like are there pickup lines you use? You just kind of like slide in there? Like how does that conversation start?
I usually just say hi, because that works really well in person. Works horribly online, but in person, people, if you say hi, they generally will say hi back.
That's actually, do you feel that you have to be a lot craftier or a lot more creative online with how you start the conversation?
Oh, definitely, because if I say hi, I don't get a response back. So, or even if you just say how are you, you don't really get a response. So you have to like actually come up with weird questions, and even then half the time it's yes or no. People don't really like to talk about themselves apparently on the internet,
which is so weird because it's like they're putting themselves out there to begin with.
Yeah, I also think it's, you know, it's dating apps and men kind of suck on them, so there's that.
So, let me see here. So in your profile, you describe yourself as, what was it, wanting to be a trophy husband?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be the best life ever.
What does that life entail for you if you were to live that life?
Well, so it's the same as a trophy wife. You do all the same things, right? So all you have to do is really look pretty, cook food, clean the house, and that's about it. I'm totally down with that. That sounds like a great life.
Any signature dish you would have? Your go-to that you would make as a trophy husband?
I would learn from my mom and grandma instead. Get all the family recipes because they're from Burma. So lots of really good, cool food there.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And my brother's a professional chef. So.
Oh, my gosh. So it's practically in your blood just have amazing meals at the ready.
Yeah, and cooking isn't that hard. It just takes practice. And if you have nothing better to do, you just practice all day.
Ladies, if you're listening and you're in need of a trophy husband, the search has ended because we have personally found you one.
Just give me a nice big allowance and we're good.
So let's talk a little bit about feminism.
Sure.
Feminism, I personally feel, tends to get a bad rep, especially when it comes to men. Why is that?
Really good marketing on the evil side and really bad marketing on the good side. I mean, it's what most things come down to, especially terms. Because I remember distinctly in one of my college classes, because I studied history, we did a lesson on feminism, specifically involving European feminism. And so the professor at the very beginning of class asked people to raise their hands. There was like two guys who rose their hands in the beginning of class. And by the end, it was almost all of the class raising their hand after the lesson saying that they were feminists. Because it's just that women are equal to men. That's all it is. It's nothing special or anything crazy. It's just the idea that every person is a person and every person should be treated equally.
So what does that look like to you? What does feminism look like to you in a relationship?
I think it means not falling prey to a lot of what you see on a lot of so-called traditional gender roles and gender norms, and like the nagging wife, or the wife can't pick out any food properly, or always you throw a suggestion, she always says no, that sort of thing. I think a lot of that's just people miscommunicating, and it's just got to remember that, hey, that's a person, I'm a person, and so you just have to treat them the same way. I mean, the only time gender really would come into any play at all would possibly be in the bedroom, and even then you can do whatever you want because it's a free country, at least for now.
So that kind of leads me to my, I guess, next follow-up question or so. There's been, I would say that there has been a gradual rise in feminism over the years, and especially more recently, and sort of it being more of a movement and women coming and speaking out and fighting for equality, their rights. And I think slowly, very slowly, there are men that are sort of joining the cause. But I think in this last election cycle, we saw it grow even more. So I wanted to ask, do you think that this election cycle has impacted or influenced who you would pursue in relationships at all?
Oh, definitely, 100%. When you have a president who's literally putting neo-Nazis in the White House, you have to take into account those people who support that, because it's definitely an issue. I mean, I think free speech is one thing. That's the government saying that they can't infringe on your right to say whatever you want, but that doesn't mean I have to treat your ideas as real or valid in any way. So if you're gonna bring those things, those values, I just can't have them around in so close to my life. At the very least, it's a little too much. So it's just like, you know what, no, just don't even bother with it. If you're gonna be that way, then we're not gonna get along.
Have you ever had any conversations with Trump supporters?
Oh yeah, I work with a bunch of them.
What is that like?
I found that a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump did so strictly along party lines, because I think we forget in America especially that we really treat politics as sports teams and it's more cultural than anything else, and that a lot of people don't realize what they're voting for. They just vote Republican or Democrat. And I think that's a big issue on its list. With that said, I've never voted for a Republican in my life. I've only ever voted for Democrats. Didn't even vote third party because it didn't really make sense, especially this election. But for the most part, it's just sort of like they try and be nice and respectful, but they don't realize that a lot of their counterpoints and ideas they're throwing out are so stuck and with ingrained racism and sexism that they don't actually realize, because the policies themselves aren't inherent. when taken strictly out of context, aren't necessarily the worst things. It makes sense why someone might go for it, but even then, it's just like, well, that's at with no context. Once you add the context in, ignoring that becomes a problem, and it's hard to get that across. So generally, just sort of give up and talk about movies, because I really don't want to. Because I really don't want to get fired. Not that they would actually fire me.
So, speaking of movies, if a movie about your life was being made, who would be cast to play you?
Oh, I have no idea, but I'd love Dev Patel to do it, because I love Dev Patel.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'm kind of Indian, so there's that. I'm a weird mix. It's unusual.
Do you think that... That's kind of a heavy-handed question. I was going to ask if, like, race and ethnicity play a role in dating at all.
Oh, of course they do.
But I guess I would say specific to your dating life or relationships that you have been in, has race/ethnicity played a role in that at all?
I don't really think so. It's possible, but I haven't really delved into it. I have light skin, so it doesn't make that big of a difference. And, you know, I just have a funny name, so it's not that big of a deal. But, I think sometimes it's definitely played a factor. It's made it a little bit harder, maybe, to get to talk to people or get to know people a little bit easier. But for me specifically, it's not that bad. I'm sure it's way worse for plenty of other people.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt any cultural pressure, either from your parents or maybe your relatives, in terms of your love life or your relationships at all?
Well, I'm the absolute youngest. I'm literally the only person in my entire family, extended family, born in the 1990s. So I'm very young in comparison. And the only pressure for me it really faces is it's kind of weird because I can't exactly bring anyone home to my parents, even though I live with them. Because my older brother and my older sister both have only ever brought in one person home, and they got married to them. So it'd be really weird if I didn't marry the person. And I'm not one to like kind of break that weird tradition they have.
So is it more so tradition just in the sense that it's because it's what your older siblings have done, or is it more tradition in the sense that that's culturally, it's not seen as appropriate to bring?
Oh, my parents don't really care. Oh, okay. At all. My dad lived in England in the 60s. He was kind of a hippie. And my mom they kind of gave up on me when I was younger, so they don't really care. But no, it just, for me, it would just be weird to bring someone home like that just because of what my brother and sister have done.
Okay.
But my parents dated plenty before they got married, and they don't really have an issue with any of that sort of thing.
Gotcha. What was the other point about the face and the...
I'm looking more at your face than your body.
The other thing in your profile says, I'm looking more at your face than your body. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's just true. Like, I'm not, when you're talking, the thing most people do together is they talk and they look at each other. Yeah, I'm going to look at other people's bodies, regardless male or female or gender neutral, whatever. Doesn't really matter to me, but most of the time we're going to be looking at your face. So if your profile pictures are just your body, that's not really going to be that attractive, even if it's a very attractive body. Because the face is the thing you look at the most. Even they did research, even men who watch porn, all men watch porn for the most part, but everyone should. It's fun. But the thing men look at the most is the woman's face. And the thing you look at most when you're talking or when you're kissing or when you're having sex or doing anything intimate is also going to be the face. So that's clearly the most important part.
Well, I found it interesting that you wrote that line right after the part about looking for somebody with intelligence and personality. How come that came like right after that? Was it kind of tied?
I just sort of wrote out statements and then spaced them out because I thought it made a lot more sense than putting in a giant long text paragraph. So I just split them up.
Well, how much emphasis or how much thought, I guess you would say, do you really put into a woman's looks versus her personality or her intelligence?
Well, I think about it this way. I actually took a class on aesthetics, which is a philosophy class about beauty, essentially, or ethical value, depending on how you look at it. And I came to the conclusion, because I did my presentation on beauty specifically, that beauty is about community and context and subjectivity. So depending on what community you're in, that's how you will determine beauty ultimately. And the way I look at it is like, everyone is beautiful in their own specific way, which is a really annoying cliche, but it's true. and I look to only find things that I think are beautiful. If I find it beautiful, that's all I care about. It's not going to change.
Anything else I should throw in there?
Do you feel like a person's personality or intelligence will make them more attractive to you?
Wait, hold on. Let me repeat it so it shows up on the mic. Wait, what was the question?
Do you feel like a person's looks will improve based on intelligence and personality?
Oh, well, definitely. Because the more you get to know someone, the more you spend time with them, the more attached you grow to them, and that will change your perception of their beauty anyway, because it's all intertwined together. Because to think of it as just one separate things is actually inherently against what humans do. So people, the more time you spend with people, they're more likely to find them beautiful. And it goes the same way, so you can fall out of that beauty in the same way.
But do you prefer one over the other? As in, would you date somebody who was physically really attractive, meh on the personality,
but then the opposite, which is kind of meh on looks but amazing on personality and intelligence?
Right now, yeah, sure, I'd go either way.
Thank you, Connie.
I'm not too picky when it comes to things like that. I think it's about taking the person as a whole, especially if it's for dating. I mean, because if you really look at it, the whole end game of dating is ultimately to find someone who you can die with. So otherwise, what's the real point? If you just wanted to have random sex, you can just have random sex.
What was the last super great or super awkward date that you went on?
Well, I had an awkward date with a high schooler who I didn't know was in high school.
Was it legal? Should I even ask that?
Nothing happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm not about to break the law.
How did that happen? And then how did you find out that they were...
I met her at a protest, and then she was like, let's hang out. And she was like, pick me up from school. I was like, school? She was like, yeah, here. I was like, oh, okay. And so then I picked her up from school, and we hung out we watched Deadpool for like a couple hours. Didn't do anything, because I was like, this is really weird. She's like in high school. So then I took her home, and nothing happened.
Wow. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny story.
What else should I ask about? I'm trying to think. Ghosting? Are you a ghoster? Do you ghost?
I have ghosted someone once, and I felt really bad about it, and I've been ghosted like twice, and it's an awful feeling. It's just a really mean thing to do. Like, I completely understand why women do it, given how men act, especially on the internet. But, like, it takes 2 seconds to be like, hey, this isn't going to work out. We shouldn't talk. Like, you could just send that as a text. It takes 30 seconds of your time, and then no one's really all that upset. If they get mad, they're real dicks. So,
you'd be glad with your decision at that point.
Yeah, I'd rather just get outright rejected than wait to see if you're going to respond to a question I sent 2 days ago.
I feel like that's what really kills people, is the not knowing. It's just so up in the air.
But I did hear that that's your answer, though. No answer.
Is it? They could have died. They could have, like...
Well...
But no answer. That's bullshit. That's like saying why not to the question why. You're not giving an answer. You're just being a dick. Like, it literally takes 2 seconds to reject someone. I know it sucks, and it's going to hurt your feelings a little, too, but... I get it, especially if men have been real dicks in the past to you. Like, it makes perfect sense why you would be like, I'm not even going to engage. Hopefully they just go away.
Oh, but, you mean in terms of backlash or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I think that's a totally acceptable and real fear. It's just kind of annoying when I'm just going to be like, yeah, okay. All right. Have a nice life. Whatever.
Is it one of those things that you just expect now, kind of? Like, 50-50 chance that this person's going to ghost?
Oh, yeah. Now I totally expect it if I meet someone online and we're having a conversation and they never want to meet in person and I ask questions, I just expect them to not respond. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, all right, cool.
But is that ghosting?
I mean...
I would say so.
Yeah. It's
if
them,
you're like texting back and forth and then you just never get a reply
ever
again.
But you never
met
them.
That's
I think there are ghosting ways to textually ghost someone without ever meeting them.
Because, I mean, you don't really have to meet. But then
how do you ghost in person? Like, do you just...
I mean, that's just like a magic trick, though, isn't it? Ghosting in person? Some Batman stuff. I wish I could do that. It'd be fun.
So we'll finish us off with a few bottom of the bag questions.
Cool.
So these are just random, slightly rapid fire. We try to make them rapid fire, but, you know, we understand. Sometimes you got to think about it. So we'll just throw these out and just... think of the first thing that comes to your mind. Let me see.
Cool.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, why not?
If you had to choose a sport to watch, what would it be?
Soccer.
What is your favorite curse word?
Cunt.
What's your favorite smell?
Favorite smell? Fresh strawberries.
What's your favorite cereal?
I don't have one.
Do you eat cereal?
Not since I was like 12. Hmm.
Do you have a lucky number? If so, what is it?
Yeah, 14 for my birthday.
First thing you wash in the shower?
First thing I wash, probably my dick.
Let's see. Would you prefer a window or aisle seat on an airplane?
Window, definitely. Then you get to see the magic of flying.
Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Would you consider yourself to be more optimistic or pessimistic?
Pessimistic. Hmm.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food would be sushi.
Ding, ding, ding. Those are all of them. Hey, man, that was great.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's pretty much it. Very straightforward. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that you feel like you did not get a chance to voice?
Not really. I think we covered pretty much everything.
All right, talk to us. How are you feeling about this episode? What does feminism mean to you? And has your dating life changed or not changed since Trump became president? To let us know, tweet us at frieswithguys or email us at frieswithguys@gmail.com. And as always, rate, review, subscribe, and most importantly, share. All right, later, folks.